The country's three teacher unions have issued a rare joint statement this lunchtime, condemning the Minister for Education for, as they put it, a failure to protect staff in early pregnancy from the risk of COVID-19. Minister Norma Foley is insisting that unvaccinated teachers in the early stage of pregnancy should return to the classroom, even though they won't get a first dose of vaccine until they're at least 14 weeks pregnant. The Minister told Maureen Ireland this morning that she was acting on the basis of public health advice.
Concerns arose early in the year, January, February time. We were very keen within the department to ensure that we would have the best practice data and evaluation of data available to us. So at that point, we did stand down all pregnant staff, and that was with the endorsement of the unions also, okay, who asked for and were happy that a review would take place. That review has taken place, and as I say, it is the recommendation of the medical experts, the Institute of Obstetrics and Gynecology, that staff can return to school and take the vaccination at 14 weeks. But again, I think there is significant 183-day sick leave available, and the pregnancy sick leave can be invoked.
The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, speaking this morning. Well, in a moment we'll hear from Labour spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan, but first we're joined on the line by Kieran Christie, who's General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Kieran Christie, and welcome to the programme. Two points have been made there by the Minister. One, she's acting on the basis of the very best public health and medical advice. And two, if pregnant teachers at this stage in their pregnancy have concerns, then they can avail of sick leave. What's your response?
Well, firstly, we acknowledge that the Minister is acting on the basis of medical advice available to her, but we would point out that many of these teachers are really, really in a difficult position because many of them, their medical practitioners are advising them a contrary position. And they're sandwiched between, on the one hand, their medical practitioner saying it's not safe to be going back to schools for them, and on the other hand, the minister and her advisors saying it is and requiring them to do so. So that's what should be a special time in any woman's life is being totally, many of them are telling us how frightened and distressed they are about going back to school in the context of the Delta variant. And the key point here is that these people have not got full vaccine protection. Some of them have no vaccines at all if they're on under 14 weeks, and obviously others may have had their first jab but await the comfort of full vaccine protection.
But the point she makes is if they get that advice from their medical practitioner that they should stay out of the workplace, then they can do that by invoking the sick leave that's available to them.
I know the minister in her interview this morning ducked the question in raising the issue of pregnancy-related sick leave. That's been available long before COVID ever came along, where persons have genuinely got pregnancy-related sicknesses. We're talking about people who aren't sick at all. They just want to work in a safe environment.
Are you saying that they can't avail of sick leave then?
Well, what I'm saying is that the minister is being disingenuous by raising the issue about pregnancy-related sick leave, because these teachers are telling us how terrified they are about walking into classrooms of 30 students. But they were more than willing to work remotely, as they did prior to the summer holidays in June.
Yeah, but she is saying that sick leave is the solution to this.
Well, for some, it may be in terms of having consulted with their doctors and their physicians that they have sick leave, and that would be related to pregnancy-related illnesses, and that would be, irrespective of COVID or otherwise. That facility has always been there. But what we're saying is that there's a cohort of people who haven't got a pregnancy-related illness. They've been required to go back to schools, and they believe it's unsafe to do so.
I suppose the other point here, Kieran Christie, is that this is not confined uniquely something being faced by teachers. There are people in very many other professions, in the health services, for example, in early childhood education, and just in jobs up and down the country that involve facing the public and dealing with the public, women in the early stages of pregnancy who are back at work even though they're awaiting vaccination, and they just have to accept that for the moment that is the situation they are in.
Well, Brian, I'll just make two points in relation to that. First of all, you'll be aware that the vaccination of teachers was to be prioritised earlier this year, and then the decision got changed. The healthcare workers that you're talking about have all had a vaccine offered to them earlier this year since January. And with regard to the teaching situation, in a number of weeks' time, because of we are at the conclusion or getting close to the conclusion of the vaccination programme. Many of the people who are worried about going back to school will receive full vaccination status, and the problem will become moot.
Right,
but
and
the
it's
point
a relatively
currently.
I think you're also making the point that it's a fairly small group. Do you know in your own union, for example, how many might be affected by this, fall into this category?
No, we don't have exact numbers for fairly obvious reasons when you think about it. But certainly the Department of Education and the employers would be getting more detailed information from teachers in relation to whether they're pregnant at this point in time or not.
Kieran Christie, we leave it there. Thank you. As I say, we're joined by Eoin O'Riordan, Labour spokesperson on education. You've been saying you don't want to bash Norma Foley around this, and that there are moves and initiatives she's taken to her credit, but this you don't think is one that she's got right.
Well, look, we're happy to work with the minister, and we have been happy to work with the minister before. I don't get up in the morning and get energised by criticising the Minister for Education, but on this issue, she has to listen to what the teacher unions are saying and what the teachers are saying. And what the ACR are saying is quite right. Teachers were promised before they went back in March to be prioritised for vaccination, and that hasn't happened. We're not talking about a huge cohort of teachers, but I think what's happened here is that the department are leading the conversation and the minister is following, because departments are a particularly conservative department and they know that a disproportionate number of primary school teachers in particular are female, a disproportionate number of SNAs are female and secretaries, and they don't want to give more rights in pregnancy, if you like, to these cohorts of workers, which they may have to live up to in future, and it's not good enough. It's a pandemic. It's a pandemic, and in those situations, when you have a pandemic, you need to be flexible. Now, the Department of Education has never been proven to be flexible. The minister has proven in her time as a minister to be able to respond to what us in the opposition have said in terms of leaving cert and various other issues around disadvantage, and she can do it here. But I would say this much, Brian. It is pretty outrageous for an employer. Now, this may be a mistake and she may come back over and correct her language. For an employer to effectively encourage employees to utilise sick leave when they're not sick. Pregnancy isn't a sickness.
No.
It's not an illness, and it's something that needs to have protections around. And particularly in a pandemic when teachers are unjustifiably anxious going back into overcrowded classrooms without being fully vaccinated.
So teachers in that situation, you're saying, should be allowed to work from home?
Well, we can find imaginative solutions. I'm quite sure the teacher unions can find on boards of management and patron bodies as well. We can have a work from home scenario. We can proactively find substitutes arrangements. But we're only talking about a few months.
And
in
not
in
just
reality.
Teachers, you say, SNAs as well.
SNAs,
and
absolutely.
Staff.
But these are people who work in schools. And I think when the education discussion happens, we always revert to teachers, and that, you know, is not fair, because SNAs work at very close quarters with very vulnerable students. We have secretaries as well and caretakers. These are people who have kept the show on the road for the last year and a half in our school community. So it is, I think, a measure of goodwill that the minister should ensure could actually take place. If she was coming on the radio on the 25th of August to make this case and make this announcement, it would still be too late in many instances, because we do have teachers who now are worried about going back to school today or next week because they are pregnant and
just
have anxieties around it.
Briefly about another issue you've raised today, and it's the question of this catch-up fund.
Yeah.
Now, there has been some money spent. This is for children who may have fallen behind.
Every other European country has had a catch-up fund. In the UK, it's $1.4 billion. We have advocated, myself and Ivana Batrick, since February, that we have a catch-up fund to repair the damage that was caused for the lack of in-school teaching. The minister said to me on the 3rd of June that she would have a catch-up fund announcement. She said it again on the 1st of July. The tarnished has said it on the 17th of June to me in Leinster House on the floor of the Dáil.
Yeah, the department tell us there has been $40 million available.
That was for summer.
They
were for summer programs. That is not going to have a serious investment to repair the damage that was done, particularly for disadvantaged students and children with additional needs. If we're serious about education, we would have had a multi-million euro fund announcement that would be rolled out over the course of the year, would drive down class numbers and have individual investment in terms of tuition and so forth. It hasn't come to the fore. It hasn't. The minister, I think, is hoping that it'll go away. She made promises on the floor of the Dáil, as did the tarnished.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's no catch-up fund announcement.
Eoin O'Riordan of the Labour Party, thanks for talking to us here on the programme.